For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Isaiah 9:6-7. Purple represents penance, humility, and long-suffering, reminding us that Advent is a time of spiritual preparation in anticipation of Christmas. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light. Now, in the time of this little life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Let's bow together for our invocation, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Father, we come before you this morning rejoicing in the good news of great joy that is for all people, that a child has been born, that a son has been given. We praise you for the gift of your Son, Emmanuel, who was born in humility and born to suffer, but born to bruise the head of our adversary and to bring light to a people who walked in darkness. And we bless you that the Son of the Most High, the Prince of Peace, our Wonderful Counselor, now reigns over the house of Jacob with justice and righteousness, and of his kingdom there will be no end. We thank you, Lord of hosts, that your zeal has done this for us. And now, Father, we ask that your Spirit, the same Spirit who overshadowed the favored one so many years ago, would descend on us this morning to bless the reading and hearing of the many scriptures telling of Christ's birth, and to bless the many songs, hymns, and spiritual songs that we offer in response. May he assist us, as like the shepherds, we offer glory and praise for all we hear and see. And may he now accompany our prayer, the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we read through the scriptural lessons today, you may follow along in the bulletin insert. Our first lesson is the fall, the serpent, and the gospel, found in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say, You shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Stand and sing our opening hymn together, number 194. be seated.
The second lesson begins with Isaiah 7, 10 through 14. Again, the Lord said to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz says, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 9, 1 through 7. "But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, and the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of the burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in tumult battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his governments and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this."
Chapel choir, please come forward. Thank you. Let's stand and sing together hymn 195.
The third lesson comes to us from Luke, chapter 1, starting verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is in the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me from the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped with joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.
If the men would come forward to collect the offering at this time, and if the chapel choir would come forward. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 6, as for the rich in this present age, they are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. Jim Miller, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Father, we thank you that we've got our community in this season, commemorating the birth of your son, and the end of Satan's womb. Lord, please take the tithes of your offerings and may they be used to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The fourth lesson, the angel's message to Joseph, is found in the first chapter of Matthew, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Let's stand and sing to our great God, hymn number 214.
fifth lesson is from Luke chapter 2, and it is the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Cornelius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up to Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
Let's stand and sing together hymn number 213.
Our sixth lesson comes from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. It's about the wise men. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Stand and sing together hymn 208. Please be seated. Seventh lesson this morning comes from the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." One of the first signs that the Christmas season is upon us is the appearance of lights. Lights in trees, lights in windows, lights on the Advent wreath, lights on hats. They're decorative, but I hope you realize they're also symbolic. The Bible, in the message of Christmas, presents to us a scenario of a world that is a dark, dark place. Because of the fall, when Jesus was born into the world, it was filled with violence, it was filled with suffering, it was filled with injustice, it was filled with disease, it was filled with broken families, it was filled with homelessness, it was a world that was ripped apart with grief, just like today, 2,000 years later. Darkness in the Scriptures symbolize evil and ignorance and suffering. And no one knows how to cure the darkness. No one knows how to cure the evil. No one knows how to cure the suffering. We recognize it as human beings, but we tend to operate under this delusion that we can overcome the darkness ourselves. It's true then, it's true today. People look to the state, people look to politics, people look to education, people look to the economy or to the mystics of the day or innovation, technology, whatever it is. We recognize that things are dark, but we suffer under this delusion that we have the light in us, that we can overcome evil, that we can overcome suffering, that we can overcome the darkness, and it's actually just the exact opposite. You see, the message of Christmas is that, yes, things are really dark because of the fall, and there's nothing we can do about it as human beings. We cannot save ourselves. But the message of Christmas is also that there is hope. There is hope. And so we read passages this morning like Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Or in John's gospel, the light has come into the world and the darkness cannot overcome it. There's hope, but it's a hope from outside of this world. It's a hope from outside of us. It's a hope that transcends all time and eternity. That hope is God. And he has come from outside of the world, into the world, as light in the person God, man, Jesus Christ. That is the message of Christmas. And my prayer this morning is that you would know the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way. Will you pray with me? Father, I pray that every person here today would experience the fullness of Christ this Christmas season. That they would know in their heart the outpouring of grace upon grace. That they would know in their person light of light. That the glory of the only Son from the Father would shine into their heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And that we would all be amazed, amazed that God in Christ can be that real to us. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Please receive the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ go with you this day and forevermore. Amen.